When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Kind of a football Thursday, but tomorrow will be a football Friday too because the Texans travel tomorrow to Kansas City. They play on Saturday. So this will be the last practice for the Texans before they hit the road. Nothing major on the injury report, you know, for the Texans. Mixon was back at practice yesterday, so that's good. Patrick Mahomes is full participant. I'm not going to say that's good or bad. I kind of want them to face Mahomes. I want the truth about this Texans.
Give me all the smoke.
I want the truth. I want to know where they stand against.
I can handle
really
the truth.
Team. I can. Especially because they've clinched the playoff spot already.
Yeah.
You know, the fact of the matter, you know, even if the truth hurts, they're still going to be playing a game. Presumably at 3:30 on Saturday, January the 11th.
There is nothing in the world that will improve you more than brutal and fierce competition. And this offense needs to improve right now. So I know they're not. I know the offense isn't playing against Pat Mahomes, but it puts that much more pressure on the offense if Pat Mahomes is out there. I want the toughest challenges possible out of the Chiefs and out of the Ravens, and so where the offense can make improvement versus, especially with this offensive line, which is, I think, the configuration that as of right now I feel most comfortable with rolling into the playoffs. A lot of that hinges on Blake Fisher continuing to show improvement. But, I want it. I want the best version of both these teams.
I'm with you on that. So along those lines, I think America wants the best version of both of these teams, too. Adam Schefter tweeted this a little bit earlier today, and I've been thinking about this since the start of the season. This college football playoff just completely changes the calculus of this chunk of the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
This is usually a very dead time for college football. We are on the cusp, starting tomorrow night, of getting four elimination games in a matter of 24 hours on Friday night and then throughout the day on Saturday. And so Schefter actually tweeted out the full schedule. But he tweeted basically like, this could be one of the greatest days of football that we've ever seen. Certainly the greatest day of football so far this year.
Yeah.
Because you've got two high-level NFL games, Texans and Chiefs, Steelers and Ravens, with college football playoff action woven and sitting in the background and then giving you a night game after all the NFL stuff is over. So here's how it looks. You tell me how excited you are for each of these, Seth. 11 a.m. Now, you and I will be right in the middle of a pregame show, but most of America will not be. SMU out of the ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference participant.
Whatever.
SMU.
Are you reading an AI-written article, Sean?
No, it's just
they're not in the. They're not in that conference.
It's me acknowledging the irony. SMU, who's a fun team and a good team, at Penn State. Texas team. Going up to what I saw on the news today or on SportsCenter today, 65% chance of snow at Penn State. So a snow game between SMU and Penn State at 11 a.m.
The interesting one here, and that maybe you're not a huge college football fan, but you're looking ahead to the Texans' potential draft.
Yeah.
Tyler Warren, the tight end for Penn State.
Good player.
Very, man. Very good. And SMU's defense does a good job of getting pressure without having to blitz and all of that. They've been really bad against tight ends. Mm-hmm. So if you watch the Texans this year and at times find yourself wondering, hey, where are all the tight ends at?
Sure would be nice.
Yeah, Tyler Warren might be that guy.
Okay.
Apologies to any SMU/Houston Texans fans.
I am searching right now, Tyler Warren on Prize
what is
Picks.
It? Oh, okay.
His more than, less than receiving yards, 70.5.
Ooh.
I might go more than. Okay. What did you say? They're 129th in FBS defending tight ends?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one entry on Prize Picks locked in. I'm looking forward to this game just solely on the Southern team traveling to what's going to be Penn State's an incredible environment.
Yeah, it really is.
An incredible environment.
What do they call that there? I always forget that.
Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. Death Valley, Happy Valley.
Hasn't always been that happy.
I always get the nicknames messed up.
Happy Valley. I've been to a game there a couple of times.
What do they call Michigan?
The Big House.
The Big House, that's
right. The Big House, yep.
Okay.
So 11 a.m., you got SMU and Penn State, so you get your college football playoff appetizer for the day. And by the way, Notre Dame, Indiana play on Friday nights in the first ever 12-team college football playoff game. But then on Saturday, SMU, Penn State, noon, Texans and Chiefs, two teams that we're very familiar with here. What do you think the nation's appetite is for Texans and Chiefs? How is that as far as marquee value goes?
Oh, I think especially on a Saturday, I think it's pretty high. I think the actual sum total effect of having these four teams, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Steelers, the Ravens, playing in one afternoon.
These are all playoff
I think
teams.
It's altered. I think it's probably altered some people's Saturday plans to where they're like, oh, no, I'm going to treat this like a Sunday. Or if anything, you know, depending on who your team is, man, I'm not even really going to be all that dialed in on Sunday. This is a good slate of football.
It is. It's a good doubleheader. So noon, you got Texans and Chiefs. 3 o'clock, Clemson at Texas in the college football playoff.
Mm.
So the big story with this one seems to be there's two stories, one on each side. The first one is Clemson is literally the they're not the last team in because they won the ACC, but they're the lowest seeded out of all the teams. Yeah. They're viewed by the committee as the worst of all these teams. I think they're viewed by a lot of college football fans as a little lucky to be in this thing. They beat SMU in the ACC championship game. The big story with Texas is how long of a leash does Quinn Ewers have in this game?
Mm.
Their starting quarterback. They love Arch Manning in Austin, the 40 acres, as they call it. So do we see, I mean, we'll see some Arch Manning cause they mix him in some packages and stuff like that. But how long of a leash, that's the thing I've been seeing Seth up on the TV. How long of a leash does Quinn Ewers have in this playoff game?
Boy, and especially when it comes to,
could the Boo Birds come
out? As much as people want their players to be committed to playing in the bowl game and all of that, you know, there's pressure on coaches too, to not treat this like a preseason game for next season. I think that Ewers is fine as long as they have a lead.
Yeah.
But then after that, probably not so much.
It's interesting. We've not seen any. I thought we might see opt-outs from playoff teams.
Yeah.
Possibly. We haven't seen any, though. So good, good on these young kids for hanging around.
Maybe if some of the agents are starting to see some kind of a trend towards, okay, teams really do look at this. Like with, I know that was one of the things they loved about Will Anderson. I think that's one of the things they loved about Kamari Lassiter.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you've got at least evidence with one NFL team where I think they really liked the fact that, okay, we're hearing all these good things about these kids and everything, but all right, but they're sitting out of the bowl game. They're kind of going into the business for themselves. I think there are a lot of teams, and maybe it's more of the better teams that feel like, no, we want guys that are just football junkies and are going to play and are committed to their teammates.
Yeah, opting out of a playoff game would be a tough look.
Playoffs, yeah, you're right. Yeah, way different than a bowl game.
Game would be a tough look. What we have seen, and we saw it with Penn State with their backup quarterback, whose name escapes me, but this the schedule with college football, they've got to get into the transfer portal now, and there's teams like Penn State, like, this is our backup quarterback. He's got to get into the transfer portal. Like, they're comparing it to, like, having free agency start
before the season
week 16. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, your assistant coach is interviewing for head coaching jobs
before the season,
you're smack dab in the middle of the playoffs.
Yep. So that's 3 o'clock, Clemson and Texas. 3:30, Steelers and Ravens, which is certainly in the argument for best rivalry, most collegiate rivalry, I would say, collegial rivalry. Well, in the NFL.
Yeah, like there's
feels
genuine,
like a college.
Because both those teams draft football junkie, old school types, guys that are not modern NFL athletes in terms of, oh, I want to love everybody. Oh, let's just hug each other. Can we please, can I have your jersey if I give you mine?
Oh, like,
they got no business. They got no room for that. They hate each other.
Yes.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Hatred for your opponent.
No jersey swaps in this
I had a grumpy
series.
Old man conversation with Baselli about that before the Jags game this year.
About the jersey home. Swaps?
Yeah. Just about the whole, and you know, like, and Tony's a very devout Christian and everything. But on the football side of things, he's like, these guys don't hate each other the way they do. Like,
it's true.
You got to football hate your opponent. What is all this?
Agent, shoe contract, team that you're on.
Yeah.
That's a hierarchy for a lot of guys.
Family beneath that.
Family beneath that is a hierarchy for a lot of guys.
Okay, so I had to fact check myself on this just to be sure I got it right. By the way, it's 160 minutes of walking a day, not 260.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I was wrong on that.
Gotcha.
But it was just still a lot. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes of walking. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
They've won six straight games. The Steelers have won six straight games.
Yeah, Lamar's record against
Pittsburgh. As underdogs.
And Lamar's overall record against Pittsburgh is awful. I think he's only beat them once.
Yeah, they got a little bit of a thing with the Steelers. And, you know, the last game was, how many field goals were in that game? Six field goals.
Boswell kicked six
field goals. The Steelers won 18-16. And Tucker, the... like Hall of Fame caliber for kicker for the Ravens, is all of a sudden a horrible kicker.
He missed two in that game.
And the weather is projected to be gusts over 44 miles per hour.
Oh,
sustained
wow.
Winds of more than 15 miles per
okay.
hour.
Okay, well, that ain't kicker friendly, I'll
so
say
So if it
that.
Turns into that same type of game, the Steelers have a big advantage.
So if the Steelers win, the Steelers are 10-4, the Ravens are 9-5. So this would clinch the division, right? Because if the Steelers win... they would have a two-game lead with the head-to-head.
Yeah.
With two games to go in the season.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't cement the Ravens as the wild card opponent.
Opponent for the Texans.
Yeah. It would still be one of three teams. But
yeah.
Good chance that you face the Ravens.
Good chance, yep. The highest chance for sure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The last game of the evening, Ryan Day coaching for his job possibly at Ohio State, which is crazy to think because they've had a ton of success. Tennessee at Ohio State. I'm glad that one's late. I won't be able to watch the other two just because, you know, we'll be doing Texan stuff while those things are going on. But Tennessee at Ohio State. In another cold weather game for a southern-ish team. Knoxville isn't exactly Tuscaloosa or anything, But it ain't Columbus either, you know.
I wonder if who's the favorite to be the Ohio State coach if it's not Ryan Day? Is there, are there odds on that? Is it Vrabel?
Okay, let's. You tell me. Dan Orlovsky was on the Pat McAfee show, and was asked about the future of Mike Vrabel, and he started to do one of those things where guys act like they know something, but they're not allowed to say it on the air.
He turned into a dirty little tease.
Yeah. And I think Orlovsky even mentions here, is when you hear the audio, that he's gotten in trouble trying to break news before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so here was Dan Orlovsky, though. He and McAfee are having a conversation about Mike Vrabel, and this is what he had to say.
I just think that Vrabel's probably got a very clear sight and path with where he is going to be likely coaching.
Where?
College or pro?
Say it.
He's saying Ohio State.
He'll be coaching football.
Pro or college?
I just...
So we wouldn't have thought college.
I'm not a
right?
reporter.
The answer is, so it's
I'm not
college.
A reporter.
O-H-I. Oh, is that what you're saying?
I think that there's a vision for where he kind of likely ends up coaching next year.
Okay, Dan.
I'm not a reporter.
Dan, no.
Dan,
not a reporter.
You are.
Listen, I've come on your show before and I said I've heard something and it got me in a lot of trouble, so I'm trying not to do that.
Yeah, just don't delete any tweets.
Okay, so the aftermath of that, the outcome from that quote from Orlovsky, was a lot of people assuming he meant Ohio State there.
Yeah,
I think Vrabel would be a great hire at Ohio State.
Ohio State fans seem to be resoundingly in favor of Vrabel returning to Ohio State, his alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I think he'd be a great college coach too.
I do too.
Now he's kind of old school. So I wonder if Vrabel, looking at the college landscape, might have some hesitation about going into that environment, because there's a lot of moving parts. Like, it's hard enough to make that, and he's been a college coach before. It's not, you know, at Ohio State,
position coach.
But like, so it's not like he's unaware of, like, how to coach college. It's just that this is a completely different version of it.
Oh yeah,
and also he's got that ability to be kind of like Dan Campbell. I think that. You know, he can coach guys real tough, but they still seem to like him for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as positively oriented as Campbell, I think.
No.
Vrabel's like a more entertaining Belichick. He's got an old grouch in him, but because he's funny when he does it, it softens it a little bit. But he's got more personality.
More personality. He's a former player too, so he's got that kind of vibe about him. I just remember Vrabel coaching the linebackers in West Virginia.
Oh, he's just constantly screaming all the time.
Just killing Jadeveon Clowney.
That's right. And as a linebacker's coach, I thought he did. I thought he got some really good play out of his linebackers.
He got great play out of Clowney. Yeah. It worked.
And he got great play out of the Titans until everything fell apart.
Until it all fell apart at the end there, yeah. So Vrabel would be a great hire at Ohio State.
Nobody, if there's another worldwide pandemic, there's nobody better than Vrabel to have.
He was great that season.
I would put that in my dossier.
Yeah.
You remember they shuffled the offensive line around like almost every single game. They had a different offensive line playing.
I just remember the Titans being the team that seemed to be playing on the strangest days of the week.
Yeah.
Because COVID would hit like on Saturday and they're like, well, game postponed to Tuesday. That was the fun part about the COVID season, is it felt like there were games every
little
day.
Bonus days of football.
Game Tuesday at 4.
Yeah.
There were Monday night doubleheaders that didn't overlap with each other. That was a lot of fun. Not that I'm begging for another pandemic, but that was a silver lining in the whole thing. More football. Dan Orlovsky, I don't know where I'm at with the passive reporting of things. Like it feels a little like an empty flex. Like, I know things, but I'm not allowed to say them on your show.
And did he even say, did he say he knew where Vrabel wanted to go or where, like, he was likely to go?
He's like, I think there's a path, and it was, if you watch it, you can clearly tell Orlovsky is holding something back.
That feels like a Schefter report, where you're reporting a possibility.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sources say there's an expectation of a probability that there might be a path of Vrabel to Ohio State. Don't say. Thanks for that.
Could be.
One of our listeners says Dan needs to shut up. He has no bleeping clue. Vrabel is not going to college. He's the top NFL coaching candidate.
He's a top NFL coaching candidate. I don't know if he's the top. It's there's a big debate going on in Chicago right now as to whether he would be right for the Bears or not, just because do you want to hire another defensive-minded head coach?
Yeah, right. Now, Vrabel's got experience being a defensive-minded head coach. And now, you know, one of our somebody brought this up the other day. Oh, it was when I was on that chat, on Corey Barrett's chat, was that, you know, DeMeco, having only been in the coaching profession for very little time, he doesn't necessarily have a Rolodex full of names and associations of people that he's coached with or that he's keeping an eye on and everything. So when it comes to hiring offensive line coaches or what have you, you know, there were probably some hires that he made his rookie year when everything has to be done immediately that he might start rectifying as he's got his eye on somebody else or what have you. Vrabel does have that when it comes to selecting an offensive coach. He's going to have whichever interviews he does, he's going to have a plan for that.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is, go ahead.
We got to get out. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
So many Vrabel thoughts.
I know. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Titus at left guard. How does he think he did? How do we think this looks going through the rest of the season? We'll hear from Titus Howard coming up next.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.